Oftentimes for Broadway shows, they give the information on what the source material is, what the inspiration is, a story, novel, a movie. But in the case of our next guest, he actually took a Broadway musical and turned it into a novel. Val Emick, who along with the creators of Dear Evan Hansen, Stephen Levinson, Bench Pasek, and Justin Paul, are coming out with a new novel called Dear Evan Hansen. Welcome, Val.
Thank you.
This is a very strong emotional musical, very popular, high praise on Broadway. What was it about the story that drew you to it as a source for expanding it into a novel?
Well, let's just say if it wasn't as strong a story as it is, I probably would have been shied away from it because it was so successful and beloved and was sort of like a phenomenon. I saw that firsthand when I first saw it, and there were screaming teenagers around me, and there was also a mother next to me who, before the show even began, warned me, "I'm just letting you know I'm going to be crying the whole show." And I was thinking, wow, I just stepped into something here. But before I ever saw the show, I read it on the page, and I thought, wow, this could work as a book. The story was right there on the page. It was funny. When talking about the show, people often skip over that part. It was funny. It was heartbreaking, and it was also just really timely and innovative.
For people who aren't familiar with the production, what is the basic story background?
The story revolves around a high school senior named Evan Hansen. His classmate, Connor Murphy, commits suicide, and through a series of misunderstandings and bad decisions, it becomes widely believed that Evan Hansen was Connor Murphy's best friend, although that's not the case. But Connor Murphy isn't there to refute that fact. So that's the gist of the play. There's some other great characters involved, including the mom of Evan and the parents of Connor Murphy. And as much as it's a teenage story, it's also a parent story. And that was also a goal with the book, to try to get both of those layers.
And of course, while it revolves around the event of a suicide, the book as well as the play seem to be more dealing with how people cope with the situation and tragedy and how relationships change.
Definitely. The suicide is like the inciting event. It's like the thing that kickstarts this story. But I think mainly the story is one of connection and connection of a bunch of lonely people, or maybe a society of lonely people, realizing that they have this shared experience of feeling alone and isolated and misunderstood and unnoticed. And Evan becomes a symbol of that and a way to connect all these people. And some of it is unintentional and accidental on his part. But it all happens, you know, with this tragedy. That's what starts it.
Now, I'm sure there are a number of challenges in taking a stage musical and converting it into a novel. First of all, what a lot of people are probably asking is, well, what did he do with the songs?
Yeah, that was a question I had, too. Before ever becoming a writer, I was a singer-songwriter. I am a singer-songwriter and an actor. So I was definitely sensitive to that. And having seen the show, I wanted to find a way to honor that. I found a way to actually get the music in there on a few occasions and find other ways to make it just organically fit. Connor's sister, Zoe Murphy, a love interest for Evan in the show, she's a musician, so it seemed natural to put one of the songs in her hands. It was a fun challenge and an exciting thing to deliver to the show's creators and say, hey, I fit some of these songs in there, and they really liked that aspect of the novel.
You obviously have a great affinity for the show. Elsewise, you wouldn't have written the novel. What was it that you were hoping to do to honor the show with the novel?
Honestly, I really just didn't want to screw it up. I felt like I was handed something really special, and I wanted to try to make it special in its own right. I knew I couldn't replicate the show. The show has music and lights and actors and really this innovative stage stuff happening that makes it a total experience. I had to just focus on the strengths of a novel. I think the real strength of a novel is getting deep into characters' heads, living with them, experiencing a slower, you know, pace. And so that's what I did. I just focused on getting deeper into Evan's anxiety, his loneliness, and also the other characters. We get to know more about Connor Murphy. We get to know their backstories, which we don't have time to do in a musical.
When expanding on the work, obviously, you had the benefit of working with the original creative team of Dear Evan Hansen, the musical, including Stephen Levinson, Ben Pasek, and Justin Paul. How responsive were they to the idea of expanding the story that they had used for the musical?
Their whole idea was that it's really expensive to go see a Broadway show. Also, it's, you know, just happening in one city in the world, although it's about to expand. So they thought a novel is a great way to bring this story to a large audience at a reasonable price. And they also thought it was a chance to learn more about the, you know, the background of the story than they were able to show on stage. Although they didn't always know what that background would be. They really gave me a lot of freedom in that regard to go explore. I would go, you know, try some things out, try different perspectives, then hand it off to them. And they'd be like, "Ooh, that's great. Oh, that went too far. I don't think that's quite right." And then we'd have discussions and I go back to write. And it was just a real trial and error till we think I got something that complements the show and never contradicts the show. Me and the guys always talk about which do we want people to experience first, the show or the book. And we're happy to say it doesn't matter. I think either one or one gives you a full experience of the story.
Now, the musical is getting ready to tour around the country, and you're actually out on a book tour for promoting the book. Are you planning on sort of intertwining the two, try and visit a city that the book's going to be at and the musical's going to be at, or is it just happenstance?
I don't have a handle on when the show's going to be where. I know that it's just beginning in Denver, and then it'll move on to other cities. I don't know that our routing will coincide with the show at any point. However, we are playing a bunch of songs from the show. Because I'm a musician and I'm traveling with two of the songwriters, we thought it'd be fun to have it be more than just a standard book tour where you read. So we're singing some songs from the musical, which I think is a cool thing. And yeah, we're embracing the whole sort of multifaceted nature of this project.
As you were writing the book, did you find yourself going back to the theater to see the show again and again?
I did. However, at a certain point, I realized it was hurting me that I could never be too slavish to the show because I just couldn't, you know, duplicate that. So there was a point where I think I just knew it by heart and I walked away and tried to forget even it a little bit so I can just make it something slightly different. It had to be something slightly different for tour.
Once you reached the end of writing the novel and sent it off to be published, what was it that you felt best about with the work?
I'm really proud of what I brought to the character of Connor. He's the boy who commits suicide in the show, and he's a mystery in the show. We don't know much about him. And that's partly, you know, what the show is about. Like, we don't know the truth about him, only what the lies that arise about him. But the guys really wanted me to explore who he really is. And that was a frightening challenge, but in the end, really rewarding. I'm proud that we acknowledge the complexity of depression and suicide without trying to solve anything, but just getting deeper into the weeds with it. And I hope it connects with young readers and old readers in an authentic way in that regard. I did want to mention that the paperback of my previous novel just came out end of September, The Reminders. So if people do enjoy what they read of and like my writing style with Dear Evan Hansen, the novel, I hope you'll check that out too.
Well, I'd like to thank Val Emick, author of Dear Evan Hansen, the novel. Thank you so much for joining us, Val.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
If you're interested in seeing the musical that inspired the novel, Dear Evan Hansen, Broadway in Cincinnati is bringing it to Cincinnati. The run begins April 30th, and tickets are available at cincinnatiarts.org. For more information on Dear Evan Hansen, the novel, and Dear Evan Hansen, the musical, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
Dear Evan Hansen, today is going to be a good day. And here's why, because today at least you're you, and that's enough.
We see is sky for forever. We let the world pass by for forever. Feels like we could go on for forever this way. This for forever.
All I see is sky for forever.